stop trying to fight for your worth. Your worth was given to you when Jesus died on the cross, and you do not have anything to do with your worthiness. Your worthiness has everything to do with who he is. And so please, please, please stop striving. Because I know I use the word surrender a lot, but man, a heart that is striving cannot surrender.
This is the L3 Leadership Podcast, episode number 173. What's up, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the L3 Leadership Podcast. My name is Doug Smith, and I'm the founder of L3 Leadership. We are a leadership development company devoted to helping you become the best leader that you can be. In this episode, you'll hear our lightning round interview with Michelle Myers. Michelle is the founder and CEO of She Works His Way, a business that helps train women to pursue their passions while keeping God and family as their top priorities. I first met Michelle in 2011, and I was blown away by everything that she was doing with her life, and it's been such a joy to watch her grow and develop over the last 6 years, and it was an honor to interview her. She's making a huge impact through her leadership, her business skills, and her heart for women. A little bit about Michelle. Michelle has started 3 companies. She recently wrote a book called Famous in Heaven and at Home, and she's also a wife and a mom of 3 and so much more. You're going to love the lightning round interview, but I would also encourage you to go back to episode number 172 and listen to the part 1 of our interview. Michelle drops so much wisdom in both episodes, so don't miss either of these. But before we dive into the lightning round, just a few announcements. I want to let you guys know that we recently introduced L3 Leadership Membership. That's right, you can now become a member of L3 Leadership. You might say to me, well, Doug, why become a member? Because I believe every leader needs a group of leaders to go through life with that will encourage them, hold them accountable to their goals, and help them reach their potential. At L3 Leadership, we've developed a community of leaders that will help you do just that. As a member, you'll get access to our community of leaders. You'll have the ability to join a mastermind group, which I believe is absolutely critical to your success. You'll get access to extra resources, content, and a member-only forum on our member-only website. Membership's only $25 a month, and you can sign up at l3leadership.org/membership. I also want to thank our sponsor, Alex Tulandon. Alex is a full-time realtor with Keller Williams Realty, whose team is committed to providing clients with highly effective, premier real estate experiences throughout the greater Pittsburgh region. He's a member and a supporter of L3 Leadership, and he would love the opportunity to connect with you. If you'd like to learn more about Alex and ways to connect with him, go to PittsburghPropertyShowcase.com. And with all that being said, let's dive right into the lightning round with Michelle Myers. I want to jump into the lightning round, and I am going to include some young leader questions in there as well. But these are just short, quick questions with short, quick answers, and let's just have some fun. First one I would just say is, if you had to give any advice to young leaders, what would you say to them?
Work hard. Don't be afraid of hard work. Don't expect it to happen overnight, and don't be the stereotypical millennial. Get in to some organization, work for free, take an internship, work at the bottom and work your way up. Don't wait for the perfect opportunity to come to you. You start serving in your skill set now, even if you are not being paid for it, and you will blow out the competition someday just because you were willing to take the first step that most people won't.
Boom. I love it. If you could put a quote on a billboard for everyone in the world to read, what would it say?
Stop trying to balance everything and surrender.
Awesome. What's the best purchase you've made in the last year for $100 or less?
Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller.
Just the book?
Yes, the book. Okay. The book is such a great place to start.
That's awesome. We're talking about books. That's my next question. If you had, what are the books you give away most often when it comes to business or leadership or faith?
Dave Early wrote a book called Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders. And it is a phenomenal book on understanding that prayer is productive. We overlook basic spiritual disciplines so much, even in Christian leadership. And there is a huge difference in what God can do and what we can do. And so the last thing in the world that we want to do is try to do his work in our own power. But if we're all honest, it's extremely easy to attempt, even though it just sounds completely backwards when we say it out loud. But in practice, it's very easy to skip over the basic spiritual disciplines. And so if I could give people just one piece of advice, it would be to understand that prayer is productive because prayer puts everything in God's power versus your own. And if you had to ask yourself, do I want my power in my business or do I want God's power in my business? You'll want God's power.
Absolutely. What podcast do you find yourself listening to these days?
You know, Craig Rochelle is killing it in leadership right now. And so he probably gets me fired up, like running laps and doing cartwheels around anybody right now. I also love the Entre Leadership podcast, as well as just listening to the Dave Ramsey show. You can learn so much from just, I mean, the amount of knowledge that he has about finances blows my mind, and leadership. And so being able to listen to him from a godly perspective is so fantastic. And then also the Story Brand podcast is also phenomenal. Andy Stanley only does a podcast once a month, but it is always worth listening to. So those are some of my favorites for sure.
That's awesome. And do you have a podcast coming? Is anything? I just throwing it out there to see.
There is potential. Right now I'm in a season where, with three kids, two being in separate schools and one at home, I have to pace myself on things that I can do and things that I can do well. And so if I had all the time in the world, I would absolutely love to do a podcast for sure. And it is definitely something that I am open to pursuing in the future, but we can't run before God. And sometimes he gives you a glimpse of things before he gives you a go. And so even though it would make perfect sense for us to have a podcast right now, in order to do it would be a struggle for my family. And so sometimes you have to do things business wise that don't make logical sense for business, but they make logical sense for life. And so it would be coming. It's pending. Yeah. And I don't know when. I don't know when God will turn that glimpse into a go.
When he does, I'll be really excited to hit subscribe. So I'm looking forward to that. Do you have any non-negotiable routines or habits in your daily life that make you effective?
Don't scroll social media until you have prayed and read your Bible. Because if you immediately jump into the world before you have God's defenses around you, you are likely either to think something you shouldn't, say something you shouldn't, post something you shouldn't, or just start your day in a way that reflects on the things of this earth rather than the things that matter most. And so keeping that perspective is so important, to where, because you undoubtedly are going to see something when you scroll on social media that infuriates you, that frustrates you. And so at least be prayed up first. I always tell everybody, nobody wants to be around me until I've been with Jesus. And that includes strangers on the internet. And so put first things first.
That's great. I know you talked about She Works His Way, but is there anything else that you're working on that you're excited about that people can connect with you about or with?
You mentioned briefly the business tracker that we just launched, and that's not just available for She Works His Way members. That is available to the public. And so you can go to sheworkshisway.com/business tracker and check out the business tracker. It is pink, so guys, you probably wouldn't like it, but the entire principle of it is designed to keep my hustle holy. And you know, some people have really like red flag, ugly feelings when it comes to the word hustle. And so when it comes to that cover, let me just address this really fast. Holiness is what drives us to hustle. It's not the other way around. But when you spend time in front of an almighty God, it's like impossible to stand idle. You just want to go out because you recognize that the harvest is plentiful and that the workers are few and that faith is active and it's not passive. And so you just want to go out and you want to serve him. And so rather than focusing on the hustle and thinking that holiness will come, the whole idea of the business tracker is to, just like a lot of the principles that we've talked about on the call, is to put God before our plans, not just to include him as a part of them, but to put him before. And then also to ensure, then, rather than seeking what is shiny or seeking the highlight reel or seeking the glam, that we are doing the work that matters, that's behind the scenes that nobody else sees. Because it's easy to put out a highlight reel that makes it look like you're successful. It's a lot harder to be diligent in the things that are honestly so simple that you could just as easily skip them as you could do them. And so keeping that focus on the main thing and not getting distracted by what you think might be a shortcut or what you think might get more eyes or more attention on you, but really just staying diligent where God has you and trusting him for the growth. That's what this resource is designed to do. And so it's a quarterly resource. And so you'll need one for every quarter in business. And it's divided into quarterly planning, monthly planning, weekly planning, and daily execution. And so it is designed to help you to be able to reverse engineer if that's something that is a struggle for you, and to evaluate both heart and head, because we can't ignore either one. We have to recognize that God gave us both. And so utilizing both of those, but again, just making sure that He is staying the focus and that we're not trying to include Him in our agenda, but that we're joining Him in His agenda.
That's good. And where can they find that?
SheWorksHisWay.com/business-tracker. So we are only making these available quarterly. So they're available right now and they're available while supplies last. And I don't know how long that will be. I just know that they are available while supplies last. So an email went out this morning announcing those to our email list. And we will be starting promoting on social media on Monday, December the 4th. And so if your listeners get this beforehand, they may have just a little bit of a heads up.
Excellent. Great. Last few questions. If you can go back and have coffee with your 20-year-old self, what would you tell her?
Oh, stop trying to fight for your worth. Your worth was given to you when Jesus died on the cross, and you do not have anything to do with your worthiness. Your worthiness has everything to do with who He is. And so please, please, please stop striving. Because I know I use the word surrender a lot, but man, a heart that is striving cannot surrender. And so surrender and stop striving. And just know that all of the things that you are fighting for so much were already given to you in Jesus.
That's so good. Out of everything you've accomplished up to this point in your life, what are you most proud of?
My kids, without question. I have three, and my sweet Noah accepted Christ this year, and watching him and watching his relationship with the Lord is so sweet and so innocent. And he teaches me something about God every single day. There really is something about the faith of a child. And so I pray that my legacy is largely wrapped up in the fact that I got to be their mother.
And what did you put? Didn't you post something today? Like, he prayed in school and the teacher said it was like the best prayer ever or something. I remember smiling when I saw it.
His teacher was like, Noah, that prayer was so beautiful. And he said, thanks. I'm really good at praying because I talk to God all the time.
That's it. I loved it. That was awesome.
And I laughed so hard because it's, you know, it's like, it's laughing because I'm really good at praying at six, you know, but then also like the, man, just what can we learn from that, from a six-year-old that says, prayer is so natural to me because I talk to God all the time.
Yeah.
Prayer isn't something that we have to do on our knees with our eyes closed. It's an open conversation with the God of the universe that loves us enough to send a son to die for us. And so rather than looking at prayer as this thing on our to-do list, it is a get-to, man. It is not a have-to. It is a get-to.
I love that. Oh, and one day looking back on your life, what would you want your kids and your husband to say about you looking back on your life? What do you want your legacy to be?
At the end of the day, I always know that mom loved Jesus and mom loved me. If they could look at that and know that I loved the Lord and that I loved them with every inch of my being, that would be all that I would want them to know. Because that, someday that's all that's left.
Yeah.
And so being known for anything less than what lasts isn't really a legacy.
That's so good. And I'll just leave this open-ended. Anything else you want to leave our listeners with?
Man, we've covered so much. It's been so fun. I think that I would just say, like, don't put yourself in a box to where you think this is what my life has to look like, but understand that God doesn't just want good things for you. God wants God things for you. And the only way that you're going to be able to get those God things is if you are continuously seeking Him, not seeking anything else. And so we can get so confused and think, but I think that this is what God has called me to do. God knows for you. Wherever God has you is where He's called you. And so if you're not being diligent with where He has called you now, and you're not treating what you're doing right now as a calling, you're not going to get a promotion from Him next. You might get a promotion on your own doing and your own striving, But the only promotions that come from God are when we diligently serve where he has us now. And so if you've thought this is what God has called me to do someday, and someday when I'm able to do that, then I'll really be in my sweet spot. No, 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 no. Wherever he has you right now is where he's called you. And so you shine for him and you serve for him right now, even if it makes no sense in regards to what you think he might have you do in the future. Recognize that God used David learning to tend sheep to be the king, and that David was anointed as king when he was 15 and did not get the throne until much, much later in life. And so use the training ground that he has given you, understanding that God does not waste anything. And so wherever he has you right now, there's purpose as long as you'll find it. And so don't ever discount anything that he has you. He'll use it. Because when I look at my past, I mean, I remember, you know, my career started in network marketing, and looking at network marketing and looking to Bible teaching and having a Bible conference, like it didn't make sense until God really laid She Works His Way on my heart. And then all of a sudden, going to seminary to end up in network marketing made sense. And so, you know, I remember talking to James for the first time about She Works His Way, and he looked at me and he was like, huh, I get it now. Wow. I get it. But we can't always understand what God's doing in the moment. But understand that even if you can't see his hand and you're like, there is no way that he could use this, Spurgeon said, when you can't see God's hand, trust his heart. And so trust his heart, because he always has his best in mind. Even if it doesn't momentarily look like it's your best, it's his best, and that's where you want to be.
Wow. Well, as always, I'm fired up after talking to you. I'm ready to go tackle the world. So thank you so much. This was extremely valuable. Just thank you for taking time out of your day to do this. So
thank you for having me, Doug. I appreciate you.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to our lightning round interview with Michelle Myers. You can find ways to connect with her and links to everything that we discussed and more in the show notes at l3leadership.org/episode173. Remember, you can also listen to part one of our interview in episode number 172. And if you haven't done that, I highly, highly, highly encourage you to go back and listen to that as well. Before we wrap up, just a few things. I want to thank our sponsor, Henny Jewelers. They are a jeweler owned by my friend and mentor, John Henny. My wife and I got our engagement and wedding rings through Henny Jewelers, and we just think they're an incredible company. Not only do they have great jewelry, but they also invest in people. John gave Laura and I a book to help us prepare for our marriage, and he's also been investing in me as a leader, a husband, and a father now for years. And so if you're in need of a good jeweler, check out hennyjewelers.com. As always, if this podcast added value to your life, it would mean the world to me if you'd subscribe and leave a rating and review. That'll help us grow our audience, and we really do appreciate it. And thanks again for being a listener. And if you want to stay up to date with everything we're doing here at L3 Leadership, you can simply sign up for our email list at l3leadership.org, and you'll start to receive weekly emails with everything that we're doing. As always, I like to end with a quote, and Earl Nightingale said this. He said, "Never give up on a dream just because of the time it will take to accomplish. The time will pass anyways." Never give up on a dream because of the time it will take to accomplish. The time will pass anyways. Thanks for listening and being a part of L3 Leadership. Laura and I appreciate you so much, and we'll talk to you next episode.